Ramayana, Part 2, Chapter 4, We Shall Bring Ram Back. Scene 3, The Road to Bring Ram Back. On the 14th day after the funeral, the king's counselors conferred and then spoke with Bharat. Wanting to install him as king, they said, As your elder brother has gone to the forest along with Lakshman, there will be no sin in your superseding him and accepting the throne. Therefore, O jewel among men, be consecrated as our ruler and protect us with justice and compassion. The counselors showed Bharat the seat and coronation paraphernalia, which had been prepared for Ram's installation. Exactly as Ram had done, however, Bharat walked around the seat in respect and said, I shall never accept the kingdom passing over the pious Ram. All of you know well the rule in our race. The kingship is always conferred upon the eldest brother. Therefore, Ram will be the ruler of this earth. Let a large and powerful army be made ready, for we shall go to the forest to bring Ram back. Bharat pointed to the paraphernalia. Taking all these items, we shall perform Ram's coronation even in the forest. You may then bring him back in honor as the king. I myself shall remain there in his place for 14 years. I shall never allow my mother to realize her wicked ambition. Bharat became enlivened as he contemplated the possibility of bringing Ram back home. He felt sure that Ram could be convinced to return when he saw Bharat coming to get him with all the people of Ayodhya. Bharat ordered that expert architects and engineers construct a road to the forest. The work should be begun immediately, and they would leave as soon as possible. All the Brahmana counselors applauded Bharat, saying, Very good! It shall be done. They blessed Bharata, and he felt delighted in mind. His face lit up with joy, and tears flowed from his eyes. Thinking of Ram and his imminent return, everyone found their grief dispelled. Thousands of skilled men were employed in the task of building the road. Absorbed in thoughts of Ram, they worked swiftly, leveling the land to lay out a broad road paved with the great slabs of red stone. Wells were dug and large ponds excavated. Trees were planted along the edge of the road to provide shade, and fragrant gardens were laid out at intervals. The great highway was decorated with festoons and sprinkled with scented water mixed with sandalwood paste. Along the way, tent encampments enclosed by wide moats were erected for the army. Temples were constructed, and images of Vishnu and the gods were installed and worshipped. In some places, wealthy men had mansions built, and villages grew up around these houses. The road extended from Ayodhya all the way to the Ganga, strewn with various forest flowers. It appeared like a pathway made by the gods leading to heaven. Within less than a month, the road was complete. Bharat summoned Sumantra and ordered him to have the army prepare to leave. In great eagerness, the army chiefs prepared everything for the journey to the forest. mounting upon his own golden car, drawn by 6 pairs of horses, Bharat set out from the city. He was followed by 9,000 elephants, 60,000 chariots, and 100,000 infantry. All the royal counselors and priests accompanied Bharat, as well as Dasarath's 3 wives. The procession from Ayodhya consisted of thousands of citizens from all the classes. It made its way slowly through the forest. Merchants set up shops, and artisans and craftsmen of all kinds plied their trade along the road. Thousands of brahmanas, their minds absorbed in meditation, followed the procession on bullock carts, uttering benedictions and prayers. Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Hey Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam, Hey Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, 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 Ram.